The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. It was Joey Bart Day at AT&T Park on Monday. He was here for the first time since signing what was a record deal and going down to Arizona. He popped over here to AT&T Park. He met with the media. He met with the Giants, took in the game, met with their front office, and sat down with me for a few minutes and chatted for this podcast. So you'll get to know Joey a little bit and hear from him really for the first time and kind of get to know what's made him a top pick and how his baseball career has progressed. If you missed last week's podcast or the last podcast, it was with John Barr, the guy who made the decision to draft Joey. So he goes into that quite a bit if you missed that one. This one is all about Joey, and we talked about a lot. And I thought he was an interesting kid, and just watching him walk around, really big for a catcher, but looks like he's pretty athletic. And I think it'll be interesting to watch what happens with him going forward and seeing if they decide that they can move him around or should move him around so that he can play with Buster. You know, hopefully he gets up here quick and they might have that decision to make. He is going to go back to Arizona and play a few games there and then start his career with the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes. So you can follow him in real games pretty soon. One thing he mentioned that I thought was funny is Michael Barrett, a former big league catcher, has kind of been a mentor for him, somebody he talked about when he met with the whole media and then talked about here on the podcast a little bit too. Michael Barrett once punched AJ Pierzynski in the face. So I guess if you're trying to, you know, get in good with Giants fans, that's pretty good if that's your mentor and that's the history he has. Before Joey, a couple words from our sponsors. First, Wendy's, as always, thank you to them. Right now, get a taste of the Southwest with Wendy's new Southwest Avocado Chicken Sandwich and Southwest Avocado Chicken Salad. Bold Southwest flavors topped with cool, creamy avocado, but they're only available for a limited time at participating Wendy's. Now a word from our second sponsor and then a conversation with Joey Bart.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, Joey Bart, the first round pick, highest Giants pick since Will Clark 33 years ago. I want to first take you back to draft night. You've said a couple times you wanted to be a Giant. So what was it like when you actually found out that you were going to be a Giant?
Oh, it's like I said, it couldn't have worked out any better. I had no idea. I mean, I thought the Giants liked me, but you know, there's a little game being played there right before the draft between both sides. But, you know, I think in the video they have on YouTube, it's me looking at my phone and putting it down, and that's when I found, right before the pick, they made the call. So that's kind of how it happened. I was kind of nervous. I was like, oh, you know, I might be sliding to Philly. I haven't heard anything. We've got like 10 seconds here. And then I got the text, and I looked at my dad and my coach, and I was like, this is it right here. So it couldn't have worked out any better. I'm so glad that they made the decision to pick me.
You had a pre-draft visit here. What was it about that visit and everything, your interaction with the Giants, that made it feel like this was the right fit? And also, hitters usually don't like this ballpark. You seem to, or at least you've told us a couple times.
This ballpark is sweet. You know, I mean, I've had several people tell me that this is the coolest place they've been, and this is by far. I actually was up at Citi Field about a week and a half ago, and brand new SunTrust Park's nice, but this is something else. Just the feel in this park and kind of the vibe you get off of it, along with the breeze and everything. It was just the workout and everything was perfect. Getting to talk to Bobby and Brian Sabian, and you know, John Barr has been kind of the guy I've been going to a lot during the process. It's been unreal. And also I want to give a shout out to Luke Merton, the area scout in Georgia. He's been keeping me along with everything going on Giants wise and giving me great information. So I'm glad that they made a decision on me.
We asked Bochy about you the next day, and one of the things he said was it's so rare to see a guy call his own game now, and you did that. What has that done for you, and when did you start doing that?
About halfway through last year. I'd done it in high school, and then you get to college, and usually the college coach does it, but Coach Hall gave me the keys to that, and I'm so thankful for that. You know, I think it's helped me and put me in a better situation. I felt like I'm a little more advanced in my career, you know, having known that. Apparently that's what people say, that not a lot of catchers come into professional baseball knowing how to call their own game. So the fact that they gave me that opportunity is great.
You said before you were a catcher, you were a center fielder until you were about 11 or 12 and changed there. I assume you've been catching ever since, but you know the situation here. You know Buster is signed long-term. Have you thought about maybe adding to your repertoire a little bit or what you might be able to do athletically?
You know, I really haven't. I'm kind of the guy that, you know, wherever they want to put me, that's where I'll be. And, you know, I don't have anything to say about that. You know, I'm just happy to, you know, get some swings and come out here and play the game I love to do. So, Buster's the catcher. He can be the catcher as long as he wants to. You know, he's unbelievable. And so when they even make that comparison, it's kind of bizarre to me that you're going to compare me to a Hall of Famer. But, you know, it's cool. And getting to meet him a few minutes ago was unreal. Been watching him play for a long time now, and kind of being out here in front of everyone is definitely a great feeling.
Did he give you any advice? You said you met him, I guess, before BP here?
Yeah. excuse me. No, he didn't give me really any advice. I guess he did. He said to enjoy these next few days and have fun. But, you know, and I was like, yeah, I basically told him I'm ready to get back to work. And we spoke momentarily about, you know, some things. Mike Martin, I guess he announced his 40th season coming back, and he played for 11. I didn't know if he had talked to him or not, but just spoke briefly. I didn't want to take too much of his time up.
What are your first memories of him, obviously growing up as a baseball fan and as a catcher? He's been one of the best. I mean, do you remember when he first broke through, or is it more the last few years?
You know, I always remember watching him probably when I was like 13 or 14. I was kind of on him pretty hard watching him because I know he's from Georgia, and you know, he's a right-handed catcher, kind of like the same height, same size, basically. So I was like, dang, like, I guess if there's a guy to look at, that's who I want to be. And so that's kind of what I've looked at. And, you know, since I've been drafted by the Giants, or even during this process, I had focused in a little bit more on what they have going on, and especially him as well. But I'd say, you know, I've had a few mentors along the way, Michael Barrett, some guys like that, but I've always wanted to be like this guy. And the way this all worked out, it's crazy. Where I got drafted by the Giants, and you know, like I said, he'll be the catcher for as long as he wants. But you know, whatever I could do to help him out, or whatever he could do to help me out, would be a great opportunity for me.
I think Matt Wieters is a Georgia Tech guy. Somebody you've worked out with. I think last summer, what did you learn from him? And also another big catcher, and
right,
has done a pretty good job defensively.
Yeah, Matt's he's taught me a lot of preparation things, a lot of mental side. I mean, if you get to this point, a lot of guys are physical enough, you know, they can hit the ball, they can throw the ball, but the mental side's what separates it. So me and Matt, you know, about pitch sequences, things like that, we talked briefly about. He reached out to me after the draft as well that night and congratulated me, which meant a lot to me. And I look back to getting in the weight room with Matt here this fall again back at Georgia Tech.
One thing Buster's done is he really reads hitters and their swings. Is that something that the more you call pitches that you're getting better at, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's valuable that the catcher calls the pitches because he's right there in the box. You kind of have a feel of what's going on. And, you know, the pitching coach might not have that. They might have someone ringing their ear in the dugout, or might be turning around looking at something. But the catcher being in the game and being that involved is, I feel like that's the best way to call pitches. So, yeah, I mean, I can kind of tell what a guy is doing at the plate. You know, we'll go over scouting reports and things like that. But that in-game feel is basically what I go off of. That's kind of my gut, however to throw him or pitch him.
So switching gears a little bit, getting off the field, I mean, you're going to be a guy that Giants fans follow. You're going to be the guy that they follow. I think they don't know a lot about you right now. Off the field, what should they know about you, I guess? What do you like to do aside from baseball?
I'm an avid fisherman and hunter, man. Being from the South, that's what I did. People are out late at night. Me and my buddies were up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting out on the water or doing something like that. So anytime I get, I kind of try to break myself from baseball. I'll be on the lake, bass fishing, or or duck hunting, deer hunting, stuff like that. Yeah, kind of typical thing you'd think of as Georgia kid, but Georgia boy. Yeah. So I love to do that stuff. Baseball's at the top, but you're right under there is the outdoors.
My last question for you, I mean, that pretty big signing bonus you got and obviously life-changing deal that you signed. What was the first thing you bought or the first thing you want to buy yourself just as a maybe reward for everything you've gone through?
So I kind of had a deal with my parents. They wanted to buy me a car several years ago, and I told them, you know what, I don't want you guys to do that. I want to wait, you know, until I have my own money where I can buy it. So I mean, I don't need much. I've been fortunate and came from a great family. But what I did is I went and bought myself a new car, and that's basically all I'll buy. And you know, once that first check comes in, I'll slide that back to my dad and pay it off. But yeah, I bought a brand new Tahoe, and it's an unbelievable vehicle. So yes, that's the only purchase I've made, and that's probably the only one I will make.
Did you have an old car in college, or you're just going?
I drove a 2004 Tahoe, and I loved it to death. I couldn't get rid of
it. So you upgraded 14 years.
Yeah, I drove a 97 Tahoe in high school, an 04 Tahoe in college, and I'm rolling with another Tahoe now, so yeah.
I think you can get an endorsement deal in the Bay Area somewhere. Joey, I know you have a lot on your plate right now and a long day, so thank you for taking the time, and we'll be following starting in Salem Kaiser, I guess, pretty soon.
That's right. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Joey.
Yeah, man.
It is out of here in the center field.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.